Justin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, first off, I guess to get a bit of an understanding, because this is only one I came across rather recently, coffee cups, takeaway coffee cups, why is it that they actually can't be recycled and the like?
Well, it's a good question, and a lot of people seem to be confused about this, but they look like paper on the outside, but on the inside, they're lined with plastic. Basically, that's to make them permeable or impermeable for hot liquids. But because of that, it's very, very difficult to extract that during the recycling process. So that's one of the reasons why they're very difficult to recycle. But one of the things that's really interesting is they are actually recyclable, technically. But the problem is the waste collection system isn't adequate enough to collect all of them in a way that the contamination level is low enough so that you have a good uncontaminated waste stream. And there's so many different kinds of cups that all require different processes to properly recycle. So the problem is, even if they are recyclable, they're not being recycled.
So how is it that the responsible cafes are trying to tackle this one?
Well, it's really interesting. We started about 3.5 years ago, just approaching our local cafe saying, hey, if somebody brings in their own cup, will you offer them a small discount? And he got a really good response. And so we had about 400 cafes signed up before the ABC's War on Waste aired in back in May. And there's been an absolute explosion in the number of cafes now offering a discount if you bring in your own cup. I think we've got about 27 or 2,800 across the country now.
So these are the plastic cups, the keep cups that we see people walking around with quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can bring in any reusable cup you want. It doesn't even matter. It could be an old recycled jar. I use an old tahini jar because the lid goes on nice and tight, doesn't spill, and it's a really good way to kind of upcycle these old materials. So it doesn't even matter what you use.
Look, I find quite interesting, as you mentioned there, the ABC's War on Waste. More people have been getting involved. More people have been expressing an interest. I mean, that says to me people do want to take steps. People do want to make an effort to reduce the impact that we have on the environment, but perhaps they're not really aware of what that impact is or where that impact is most felt or what they can actually be doing in their day-to-day lives to make any sort of impact on the waste that we see.
I think so. It seems like most people that are aware that their disposable cups aren't actually being recycled, they want to do something about it. I think by the absolute explosion of popularity of this concept across Australia, and this is all states across Australia, I think it shows that this is an idea whose time has come, that there's already a massive groundswell for this sort of thing. So it's just getting the word out there and approaching cafes to offer a small discount. And just letting people know that, hey, these cups aren't going to be recycled, so let's find a better way.
Now, I understand the BYO Coffee Cup Initiative has recently received government funding and now has over 2,000 responsible cafes. So what actually is the next step to continue the kind of influence we're seeing?
Well, I think really it's a movement from the ground up. So we are working with a growing number of councils. We were quite fortunate to get a knowledge-sharing grant from the City of Sydney to roll this out across the entire Sydney CBD and a bit beyond. But really, it comes from the ground up. So people are finding out about it on online, on social media. In fact, people can go to our website. If you've got a reusable cup and you want to find out which cafe near you offers a discount, you can just go to our website and there's a little searchable map with all participating cafes. You can find your local cafe. Or if people want to go one step further, you can actually talk to your local cafe if they're not on board yet and let them know about this. They can get listed on the map. They can download free promotional materials to promote the discount from our website. And we can even help promote them on social media, get more people in.
Fabulous. Well, Justin, it's a terrific initiative. Really appreciate you joining us on this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about it.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time, Sean.